Hello.
Hello,
Hey,
hello.
Wale.
Okay.
What's happening?
Chill, Daphne. Let's do the proper thing. So, hello guys. My name is Wiley Bams, and I know I fucked up, right? So yeah, but I'm here. I'm here now. And
Okay.
today's episode is going to be the bomb. You know why? I'm talking to one of the very. This lady, oh my God, she is even more beautiful
What did you
than this. I want to introduce you guys to Miss Nomso Daphne Diala.
Hello.
She works with HR at Business Day. She is top of her class, CIPM certified. She is this is getting too professional. She is my friend, one of my personal favorites. Welcome, Daphne.
Hello guys, hello everyone. I'm really happy to be here today. So, and well, thanks Wally for having me. Thank you so much.
Beg. Let's leave formal talk. All right, guys. So today we'll be talking about workplace romance and sexual harassment and where to draw the lines. Okay, so it's about to be really interesting. And I think everybody's pretty bored of hearing my voice. I think we should hear Daphne's voice a lot more. Right? You guys look okay. So, Daphne, what in your opinion is workplace romance?
Okay, so workplace romance is basically it's something we see every day in the office. You know, that guy that you're eyeing in the office that you put an extra lipstick on, or you do something extra with your hair, or you decide to look extra nice for, just because you want to get his attention and you guys have a little something outside work. So basically, workplace romance is a conceptual relationship between co-workers where they have, and it's usually romantically. Where they're romantically involved, basically. So yeah, it's consensual. I just want to emphasize on the word consensual. So two people like themselves, regardless of the fact that they're working in the same company, they decide to get into a romantic relationship. So yeah, that's workplace romance.
Okay. So, since that being said, what is sexual harassment?
And sexual harassment is different from workplace romance because sexual harassment is a form of bullying. So it's more, and it's usually occurs between a superior and a subordinate. So this is when it can happen amongst colleagues and co-workers, but it's usually more visible. It's with superior subordinate relationships. So this is when a person is coming on to you sexually or romantically, and you're not having it. Basically, it's a form of relationship or sexual advances made to a person in a workplace that is unwelcoming or uninviting. Basically, that is
Okay, so
the right word
I feel like Daphne might have been a little bit too professional about it. So
to use.
let's get down to the nitty-gritty, my people. All right.
Nitty-gritty.
So for those of you that may not have fully understood what she said, she just
That
basically said
please,
that.
please, the people
No,
out there are super smart.
You speak with such pizzazz. You know, not all of us can afford to understand such when queens speak. So let's minister to the people. All right, let me not flatter you. All right, basically, okay. So what I got from what Daphne just said is workplace romance is. You just between a man and a woman, or a guy and a guy, considering
Or
the various
yes,
sexualities
because
there are
things
now.
change.
All
It
right,
could be
so
male,
yeah,
male,
you're a
female,
guy, you're
female.
feeling your fellow guy, but anyway, we're Christians, so we're not meant to be talking in that context. But
Exactly.
anyway, let's talk about it because you know it actually is happening, but it's not supposed to be happening, okay? So yeah, it's ideally it's supposed to be a guy and a lady that are romantically feeling each other, and you know, I decide to make a move for my lady, and yeah, we're in the same office, and you know, one thing leads to the other. We're going on lunch dates, probably doing things around the office that we're not supposed to be doing. Okay. Exactly. And we're not, we're breaking some rules that we're not supposed to break.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, sexual harassment, on the other hand, is usually by a boss, or somebody superior. And they always want to show their strength and, you know, always trying to exercise authority over you to get you to come in bed with them.
I want you and I'm going to have you kind of situation.
It's really crazy. Like, I want you at all costs and there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
I'm going to have you and stuff like
that.
I'm sure. Really, guys, you need to see Daphne. So I'm sure that she has a couple of experiences. Who wants to hear? Yeah. Don't you know how beautiful Daphne is, right? Let me give you check. Go on her Instagram. Follow her at Daphne on Instagram. It's DAFFNIE, right? Check her underscore. Yeah, check her out on IG. She is super. Oh my God. Okay, let's leave it there. All right, so Daphne was about to tell us about her experiences. What experiences have you had? Have you ever had a work boo?
Well, let's see. I've had one. Yes, I have had one.
Oh, how was it?
Well, the thing with workplace romance here, it's all fun and games at first, but when you guys have problems, it's gonna affect your work. Like, you just be angry every time you see him in the office. So as much as it can have like a very bad downside to it, like it can have a very terrible ending. So it affects your relationship with him, like your work relationship with him and your work as well. So that's how it gets complicated.
I can imagine, especially you being HR. Jesus, it must be bad news for the guy.
Well, at the time I wasn't in HR at the time. I was working in the service center, customer service, so I was pretty.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was feeling you and you were feeling him, you were not.
We were feeling ourselves now, you know. I was always
what happened.
Doing something extra nice, you know, I just wanted to look extra nice, you know, to do something extra because I know that I was going to my book.
Special days when you're wearing red lipstick because we know how much you love red.
Yes. If you don't know me, well, just know that Daphne is always a red lipstick. Okay, it has this vibe to it. But it's more of wearing, just looking extra nice. And I used to put a lot of makeup at the time. I don't put makeup as much now, but at the time I just used to put a lot of makeup. And times when I'm super late, I'm like, no, I have to put this makeup on. So my boo can't catch me sleeping. You get stuff like that.
I knew, right? Never to be caught on fresh.
And the crazy part was that sometimes I had to wait for him till he was done with his work so I could stay in office till pretty late just because I want both of us to go on together. And I got into a lot of trouble at the time because of it, though. I got into trouble. But he ended badly, thankfully. Then I started having friends and I realized that workplace romance is not for me.
That was so sad.
Yeah.
On the other hand, have you ever been harassed by a boss?
Yes, I have been. I've been sexually abused. I've harassed, not abused. I've been sexually harassed a couple of times. And different, I think that three times at different organizations where I worked at the time. So, it's really sad. It's really sad. It's really sad. It's a lot.
She really isn't about to go into the details for us because, you know, she about to start crying.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was bad. Yeah, wait. I can't underestimate this. It was bad because
I can imagine.
He was in a position of power and so there was really no way I could run or hide. So most times I just, because I was an intern, the first time I was an intern and I was an intern at the time and I really couldn't, I didn't really have a lot of say. So the only thing I could do was avoid work sometimes, pretend I was sick to my parents, so they don't have to make me go to work. But I was actually avoiding having to see him. And at the time, there were actually two of them. Two different people.
Wow, that's huge.
Two people, and then one, and then I don't even understand. Like, it was a lot. It was very depressing for me. I can't even lie. Because, so one of them is now thinking that you're with the other one, and the other one is thinking of the other one. So you're getting into trouble when you're not even actually
exactly
with them, but just
so you're pretty much the grass between two elephants.
Exactly. Wow. For an intern, and it was a male dominated organization, so very little. Even the HR manager at the time was male, so you know how men can be. I couldn't even at the time, I wasn't even confident enough to report. I just had to take everything in. I never told anybody. It was a lot. Sometimes I even got malhandled. It was just too much. One day I just said, you know what, I'm done. I stopped going to work. I didn't explain to my parents. I just told them that that they said that they were done taking interns, and that since my internship was almost over, that they signed my logbook and I left. So I just had to stop. It was too much, to be honest.
Have been a whole lot.
That was the first time. I've had other ones. You know, people harassing you with gifts, so they could start making sexual advances at you, you know, and they feel like because they give you stuff that you're inclined
to indulge them sexually, they could buy you.
I feel like another part of sexual harassment that is under is that it's not really talked about is sexual harassment from female to male. Because that happens
to male. Yeah, it does happen. Trolls. Yeah.
We have some women out there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thing is, fortunately, I haven't been in such situations, but I've had friends that, of course, they've been harassed severally. You know, you have this ladies just eyeing you, especially when they're your bosses and you can do little or nothing about
and
it.
And they'll make you
Anyway, it's
the
crazy
thing about it. Yeah, I've heard stories, but the crazy thing, you men are just wonderful. Most of these guys that they're sexually harassing, they don't even look at it like that. It's more of, is feeling me. And they indulge them completely. They come on.
Really, the thing is, men, we're a mess.
Yeah.
We are a mess. Yep. A huge chunk of us are a mess. Plus, you can't really blame it on some of us, because some of us were harassed at such young ages, and we grew up with it, and then we grew up to see both harassment to mean love.
Yeah.
So yeah, we feel like every kind of attention we get from the females means that, you know, yeah, it's a cool thing.
Right.
So some of us are just really messed up on the inside. Yeah, but yeah. The truth, guys, is that sexual harassment both ways is really, 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 it's a really sad thing, and it's something that you almost cannot avoid because it happens almost everywhere. But as much as possible, I feel like there are measures that we can actually take to curb it, right? And trying your possible best to not have. Sometimes you can't even stop it because you have to report directly to these people.
Exactly.
So what do you do in such situations? I think you're in a better position to answer that, Daphne, since you work with HR.
Okay.
What would your advice for people that are in a standard organization that have constituted authority, can report to HR? What would you say they should do as to drawing line when it comes to sexual harassment in the workplace?
Okay, so it's important to know that every organization has a policy, right? Has a policy against sexual harassment. It has to be included in their handbook or whatever laws that they have that governs that organization, because the general governing body has made that a compulsory rule. Do you understand what I mean? So that being said, it's sexual harassment in the workplace is not okay. If you feel like you're abused, if you feel like you're sexually harassed, I think you should just have the courage, because it takes a lot of courage to actually stand up and talk to somebody in your office about this. So the best bet is going to your human resource person, your human resource manager, your human resource generalist, practitioner, whatever that you have in your
Every time, basically, look, most people don't like the HR because they feel like you people are so sorry to use the word bitchy.
Yeah, I understand.
But yeah, like you actually don't give.
Of course. I know
so, what do they do?
That's a stereotype. That's a stereotype.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We just have to put up this this facade, this mask of being extra strict or whatever. But trust me, every human resource person, we are channeled to deal with situations like this. Alternatively, if in your company you have a guidance counselor and you feel like you can't speak to your human resource personnel or anyone in your human resource department for whatsoever reason, you can actually go to your guidance counselor, relay all these things to her or him, and the person can go meet the HR about the issue. But at the same time, it is very important for you to come with an evidence. Right, it is not that we will not believe you, but you just stand a better chance because this is you against your boss, and it's
exactly is his word against yours or her.
His word or her word against yours.
Yeah.
So it is. It's better if you can get maybe a recording, a text message, a chat, something that can implicate the person. So addressing the issue will be easier for both parties. Okay. So another thing, another reason why I think people do not address the HR about this, because they feel like, oh, I'm putting my job at stake, all of that. Whether we like it or not, every manager in every organization still reports to the human resource department, because we are the ones that handle the human resources. That is, we are the ones that handle employees in the
definitely
office,
you
right? So don't be, that is your fear, I think you shouldn't be. I'm here to tell you, not be afraid anymore. I got you. Okay, make sure you
that feels good for me.
report. It is super important before it escalates, because there are cases where people get raped in their organizations by the and it started from a little sexual advances. They're put tugging on a skirt, hugging her inappropriately. It's as little as passing very unnecessary compliments, right? Oh, you remind me
catcalling.
I dreamt about you yesterday. Oh wow, you have a wonderful
exactly.
Oh my god, your legs are so beautiful. Oh my god, this, your lips are very succulent. And sometimes men are usually old and just
so old, so it's really it's cringeworthy. And, okay, I think there are instances where you do not have constituted authority, so to speak, because the agent, the company or organization isn't as big. So most times you just have to really directly with this person, like your boss is directly, like he's your boss or the second in command, who happens to be the one flirting with you or harassing you, is somebody that is he's like the authority there. There's no other person that you report to that can hold him responsible. In situations like that, I feel like it's better
start
to
another job.
Try. Yeah. I think it's better to try to look for another job, because in most cases they will get desperate it never
correctly ends well. There are so many cases, and
exactly
these rape cases start with sexual harassment. I'm telling you, it's as little as a compliment. It's as little as you have nice legs. So especially
I remember a mutual friend of ours told me actually at one time, I'll tell you about her after this podcast. So she was saying that there was this one time she worked in an office where she had this boss that was like a father to her. She actually did not know that he was used to that kind of thing, because she had this colleague of hers that the boss was making advances at, and that one wasn't finding it funny, but that one never really had that conversation with her. And all of a sudden, I think that one had to leave, and then it was now her turn to face this boss, and this boss kept on saying things, you know, saying that he wanted to hang her legs in the office, saying a lot of crazy things to this lady, so much so that it became so traumatic for her. Every day in the office, she would have to, even during break time, she had to tell her fellow colleagues to wait so that she would go together with them, because they always had to go through the passage of his office. So she would not work alone. She would always want to go in group. And then it was so traumatic. It got to a particular point, she decided she could not take it any longer and she just had to leave. Because in that office, it was a really small office, and you know, she actually had direct access to her. So yeah.
It's a lot.
I really feel like,
and I won't take one.
It's very important that you got your mental health
because
when
really
you're
depressing,
in.
Right? I also want to mention, right? Sometimes, ladies, we unknowingly indulge these men. I want to use myself as a case study. So at first, there was this particular time. My boss was giving me certain attention. He was getting me lunch. I just thought he was just being nice, right? He passing compliments here and there. Oh my God, you look really good in that skirt. Oh my God, you look good. Oh my God, I just want to put my tongue to you.
Mm.
That's so nasty.
What?
Oh God. And you get compliments like that and you feel like, oh, he's just really nice. No, baby girl, he's not. This is how it starts. I have been in a situation where I went to the office of my boss in one company where I was working, and he came up to me, pinned me to the wall of his office, and I can just,
oh my God,
BDSM. I imagine if the situation was different, right? If the whole thing didn't play out the way it did,
exactly,
it would have ended terribly. Do you understand? So it's important, and I feel like I indulge. There's no excuse to that, because that is just a terrible, terrible view. But I think it's important
it's important to shut down the compliments and not receive the things,
it's a
the gifts and all of that. Exactly.
Like that, it can be avoided. Oh, with all due respect, sir, I don't like people being passive at me or complimenting my body. It makes me uncomfortable. He might come at, this one is rude, though. But let it be what it is. He already knows that this kind of person you are, right? So he understands that. Next time, he'll be too embarrassed to make such comments at you again, whether he likes it or not. And another thing is, for a smaller company, even though we feel like our justice system in Nigeria is really messed up, but we have that mentality that is probably right, but we should also try and take advantage of that, right? It's not as messed up as we think, because there are so many people out there, there are so many bodies out there, professional bodies that can take cases like this up. That is why I said that if you have an evidence, you can actually go to a professional body, a human resource professional body, and lay this out to them. They will get you a lawyer, and you will make some cool bucks out of this guy's hand. Like, when you're done with him, you're gonna come out
good.
With baby girl. Yes, so it's important.
That's a good one. I hope you guys are jotting, guys.
Yes,
yeah, so you can actually make money off your boss, even if there's no HR in your company. That's good. I think we're making this too much about sexual harassment. How about workplace romance? I think workplace romance could actually have its good sides. Like, you know, when you have that one person in the office that you know that when there's so much pressure, and you get just talk to the person over lunch, and you feel so much better. But
you feel good.
Exactly, and everything else feels good. You know. I think it could actually be bliss. You know, workplace romance could actually be bliss. And nothing says that you can't be romantically attracted to somebody in your office. But I feel like no matter what happens, you should try to draw boundaries. You should not be doing some things in the office. Like, no matter how attracted you are to this lady, how much you want to rip her skirt or whatever, don't
stop
try as much as possible, right? Guys, stop kissing, making out, or doing. You really do not want to be seen in ugly situations like that around the office, right? Just keep it, you know, keep it friendly, right? It's good.
Send
you can
her flowers,
send her text
her
messages, right? Just like that.
It doesn't
Daphne,
matter.
Flowers are expensive.
I'm worth it.
A thanks a lot. Anyway, there are a lot yeah. more romantic stuff you could do to keep it burning, right? Smile at her from across the office, anywhere, you know, just make her happy.
Yes,
but don't kiss her.
And I'm looking for a
workbook, right?
So if you try to I should end that there. I could lose my job.
Okay. If you're looking for a workbook, right, hit me up on my account at Wally yes. Bams. I will give you Daphne's office address and how you can apply. And if you're lucky enough, she might just be the one to employ you because she's HR. So yeah,
you might
get lucky. Anyway, so guys, I think in all of this, I think we've learned that workplace romance can be cool, but we should try to keep it professional as long as we are in the office environment. And sexual harassment, we should pay attention, right? All of those catcalling and compliments that are very, especially bodily compliments, you know, you look great in that state. You know, we should try to shut down the compliments, especially when they make you feel not comfortable about yourself, right? And if you work in an organization where it's not so robust and there's not so much of constituted authority, you can always report to an outside HR establishment, and you would definitely make yourself some cool money in the process, right? Exactly. So it's been absolutely amazing recording this episode with the very beautiful Daphne.
Thank you so much
for agreeing to talk with us. It's a pleasure. I can it can go down my CV that I recorded an episode with the beautiful.
Oh yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Follow Daphne on Instagram at DAFFNIE. _ Follow me on Instagram at WaleBams, WaleBams _, right? Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Still my market. I also have a podcast.
Insta? Oh, yeah, she does. So sorry, guys. Daphne does have a podcast right here on Anchor. It's called Talk with Daphne Podcast. You should listen to it. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm sure you love her voice, don't you? Are you? You can't. You want to listen to more of it, right? So check out Talk with Daphne right here on Anchor. It's amazing, right? From time to time, she releases some really sweet stuff, and you want to listen to it. Her recent episode, Bingo series, God, you're going to love it. Listen
right,
to it, guys.
Wally. Thank you so much.
All right, this has been fun. Bye. Thank you so much, guys.